This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. By the way, Newsmax is really, really blowing up. I just got a text here in the break from one of my buddies, a big-time media guy in L.A. He says, KFI Radio in L.A., the number one station in the market, which is the number one market in the United States of America, with the absolute strongest signal, constantly promotes Newsmax TV throughout every single show. They say Newsmax content is used to help prepare for their daily shows. And they mentioned your name, Wayne Root, to promote Newsmax TV. That is huge, your friend Ron. So I don't know what that's about. I don't know if why would KFI promote Newsmax TV? Kind of wild, but I'm not complaining. Good stuff, and I'm glad they used my name. That's exciting. That's fantastic, and I'm glad to hear it. Newsmax TV is really blowing up, seriously. It's turning into a big station now, a real competitor to Fox News, which is why from the moment I got on Newsmax TV, I've never been allowed on Fox News ever again. How do you like that one? I have not made a single appearance on Fox News, I don't believe, since the day I became the star of Newsmax TV. Maybe I was on once. Now that I think about it, I was on Laura Ingraham once. But I used to be on Fox and Friends in the morning all the time, and they've never invited me back on again. And I think it's because they consider Newsmax to be a competitor, and they don't want to help a competitor, which I find the whole thing ridiculous. Because tomorrow, if Laura Ingraham or Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, any of the stars of Fox said, hey, Wayne, I want to be a guest on your show, I'd say, great, let's do it. Right? Didn't I just have on the other day Judge Jeanine Pirro, right? A big star of Fox News, although Fox on the weekends, but nonetheless, big star of Fox News. I had no problem having her on, but they don't want to have me on. Isn't that amazing? They don't want to help promote me and turn me into something bigger than I'm becoming. And I'm becoming the big star of Newsmax TV and a big star of American conservatism on Newsmax TV, and they don't like it. And so Fox News is trying to keep me from exploding bigger than I am. It's really amazing. Because, see, the way I see it is we're all in a battle against communism and socialism and Marxism and sickening progressivism. We're all in a battle together. We're all on the same team. We are all friends. You're not supposed to be against each other. That's why I'd let any Fox News star on my show. But they don't seem to reciprocate. It's really quite amazing. In any case, Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV, on USA Radio, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior. And most importantly, I want you to know that I'm American-made and proud of it. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, in Las Vegas, the great KBET, and also KBDT in Dallas, Texas, the flagship station of USA Radio. We come to you from Las Vegas, the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, where taxes are banned and guns are welcome. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated.com. This is the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call us anytime from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, especially in hour number three, my Newsmax hour, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Generally, I don't have a guest in that third hour, and we just take calls. Yesterday, we happened to have Corey Lewandowski, a great guest, and today, we happen to have a great guest as well. We have the greatest attorney, I think, in the world, the greatest legal mind in the world, Alan Dershowitz, is our guest in the Newsmax Hour. I will take some calls early and some calls late, but Dershowitz will be there in the middle, kind of eating up some time because it's worth it when you get a guest that big. Corey Lewandowski and Dershowitz in back-to-back days, very impressive. Thank you to Andrew Paul, my producer and booking agent, who brings in the great talent. Thank you, Andrew. Some of the things going on today, of course, Kavanaugh is a big news story. Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump's pick for Supreme Court nominee. Kavanaugh's support for shielding sitting presidents from prosecution riles Democrats. The Vice President, Mike Pence, praises the credentials and character of President Trump's nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. While Brett Kavanaugh's stances on issues like abortion and gun rights could dominate his confirmation hearing, the Supreme Court nominee's decades-old call to shield presidents from criminal investigation has grabbed his critics' attention right out of the gate. He's a judge for the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C., and he tackled the issue in an article in 2009 in Minnesota Law Review. But here's the irony. The article was about Bill Clinton and Ken Starr coming after Bill Clinton, and he was on Ken Starr's team. At the time, he wrote, "It is vital the president be able to focus on his never-ending tasks with as few distractions as possible, and suggest that Congress enact a law deferring all civil and criminal suits against the president while in office. Congress might consider a law exempting a president while in office from criminal prosecution investigation, including from questioning by criminal prosecutors or defense counsel." Kavanaugh wrote, "The indictment and trial of a sitting president would cripple the federal government, rendering unable to function with credibility in either the international or domestic arenas. These words have gained new relevance amid the special counsel investigation into Russian meddling and potential collusion with President Trump's campaign. While the president has denied wrongdoing and blasted the probe as a witch hunt, Democrats seized on the article as another reason to oppose Trump's nominee to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy." Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, said he has said the president shouldn't be investigated. How's he going to react if Special Counsel Robert Mueller needs a subpoena, if Mueller needs some other action? Senator Elizabeth Warren also voiced concern about Kavanaugh's writing in a tweet Monday night saying the judge thinks presidents like Trump are above the law. Well, I hate to tell you, but at the moment he wrote this, it was 2009, it was Obama that he was defending as being above the law. This is what's so ridiculous about liberals. He wrote the article in 2009. He said he had second thoughts about what was done to Bill Clinton. If he had to do it over again, he would just not participate in that. It's not right. And he was saying that, well, Obama was president of the United States. He didn't know Trump would ever become president. In the article, Kavanaugh did hedge a little by saying no one in the U.S. is above the law, but added the Constitution already provides a solution for dealing with a president who breaks the law. If the president does something dastardly, the impeachment process is available. In short, the Constitution establishes a clear mechanism to deter executive malfeasance. We should not burden a sitting president with civil suits, criminal investigations, or criminal prosecutions. Earlier in his career, Kavanaugh joined independent counsel Ken Starr's team in investigating Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, and co-wrote the report that serves as the basis for Clinton's impeachment. But he later suggested the criminal investigations Clinton faced were bad for the country. I mean, I think that makes him a really, really cool guy to say that. You know, rarely anyone in politics ever says I was wrong. And he's saying, listen, I was part of the Ken Starr team, but it was wrong. And we should make sure presidents are not, don't have to face criminal prosecution and civil lawsuits. Well, it just takes up their time, or they need to be running the country and handling foreign affairs and wars. A senior administration official said Kavanaugh was merely backing the idea of legislation, stressing the difference between a legislative opinion and a constitutional opinion. The official said it's fair for senators to ask questions about such things, but it should not be used as a disqualifier. In any case, he's an exceptionally qualified guy. He's not perfect. I told you in the interview earlier we had with that legal expert from the Mark Miller from Pacific Legal Foundation, I told you that my feeling was that he's not perfect, and there was one ruling about Obamacare I wish he would take back, but Mark Miller told you that the reality was he does it as a constitutionalist, not because he wants it to be that way. It has nothing to do with his opinion. It has to do with what's right. And I can live with that every day, every single day of my life. There are so many problems going on in this world with the border. Asylum-seeking Central American discovered to be an MS-13 gang member. A migrant from Central America made a credible fear claim for asylum after being caught illegally crossing the border from Mexico. During processing, the agents discovered the Honduran national is a member of MS-13. The agents arrested the man who made a claim of fear of being deported back to his native country. The agents transported the man to the West Laco station for processing. In this case, the agents learned the illegal immigrant from Honduras is a member of the violent transnational criminal gang known as MS-13. Officials said the MS-13 gang member arrested on July 5th had no history of prior deportation or crimes in the U.S., The background check only revealed the man's membership with MS-13. So, I mean, this happens every single day. Convicted sex offenders caught after sneaking across the border into the U.S. Age is assigned to the West Laco station, arrested a Honduran male near the town of Edinburgh, Texas, on July 5th. During a biometric background investigation, the agents learned the man had been previously deported from the U.S. following conviction for sexual assault of a child. Wow. They arrested a Mexican man the following day while he's attempting to legally enter the U.S. A background check revealed a previous conviction for sex with a minor. The court sentenced the Mexican national to only 100 days in jail, placed him on probation for 36 months, and they subsequently deported the criminal alien. So lots and lots of problems with these people at the border. It's amazing. How about this one? DHS. Migrants are leaving their children with Trump's agencies. Many Central American migrants slated for deportation are choosing to leave their own children behind in the U.S. government shelters. We're seeing many of these migrant families who have been removed decline to take their child. I will say that for the vast majority of the individuals who leave their children, it's because they completed the smuggling act. Their goal, when they pay their smuggler, the criminal organizations, these cartels, 5,000 or 6,000, to smuggle themselves into the country. Their goal was to get their child here. They've accomplished that goal, so if they return on their own to their home country, they're willing to do so and leave the child here, because that was the intended goal of the illegal entry into the U.S. A lot of reporters have been complaining and bemoaning that some of the parents have been deported without their kids. This is the choice of the parents. The whole point of bringing the kids was to get the kids into the U.S. to live with friends or extended family. That was always the intended result. The parents will reunify by coming in illegally on a later date. Wow. DHS officials also cannot force parents who are released from detention in the United States to pick up their claimed children from shelters operated by DHHS. If individuals choose not to do that, there's nothing we can do to force them to pick up their child. So they leave the kids here on purpose, then they come back illegally and reunite with their children. This is what's going on in America. Liberals don't care, or liberals want it to happen, because these are all Democratic votes. Way down the road, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. See you in a sec. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Some of the stuff I write is so good that they bring it back like a year later and they make it like it's new. I don't even know who this website is, but I see this website called HFX. It's livetradingnews.com. And its big headline is President Trump, the Picasso of Tweets by Wayne Allen Root. And there's an article by me at the bottom of it says by Wayne Allen Root. And it's, I think I wrote it like a year and a half ago. I talked about Trump was driving the liberals insane with his tweets. And there's a method to his madness. He doesn't do it by mistake. This is all a... this is all a plan. This is how he's wiping out the Democratic Party. And this thing was so good, I wrote it a year ago, and they're reprinting it now, July 10th, 2018. Very proud of that fact. All right. Well, speaking of what I'm proud of Newsmax TV. I mentioned in the last segment that KFI is the biggest station probably in the United States of America. It's the biggest station in L.A., and L.A. is right there with New York, is the biggest market in the United States, and KFI is just a monster. I don't think anything in New York is the one dominant station the way the KFI is. Maybe WFAN, for some reason, sports in New York is bigger than any political station. But KFI in L.A. is huge. And they're mentioning Newsmax every minute, and they mention Wayne Root's name very often. So that's really cool. And I wanted to mention to you that Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel, 50 million homes and growing, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse. If you don't get your Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. You can switch to Direct or Dish. So encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your local cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. All right. Thank you, Newsmax TV, for having the brains to put Wayne Root on national TV and understand that that I got a good political voice and a loud political voice and a dynamic political voice and an in-your-face
smash mouth political voice, which works well on TV, and I proved it. DHS refuses to reunite children with adults who aren't their parents. The Department of Homeland Security, Department of Health and Human Services held a joint call Tuesday to announce their efforts to comply with a federal court ruling mandating children under 5 years old in their custody be reunited with parents if they're separated at the border. But what they're trying to say is, in Tuesday's joint status report notes that at least 14 of the 102 children's cases, they will not be reuniting them with parents because the adults in question are either not their parents, have been convicted of serious crimes, including rape and murder, or have been credibly accused of child abuse. The government will not place children with adults without completing these checks. Let me be clear. HHS could have transferred every child out of our care to a parent who's currently in DHS custody today if we did not take into account child safety or whether the adult is actually the parent. He went on to explain three parents admitted that were not actually related to the children with whom they were ordered to be reunited when agents brought out DNA swabs to test parentage. Two others were proven to not be parents when the DNA tests were completed. Eight other purported parents will not be reunited with children due to failed criminal background checks that turn up serious convictions or child abuse. Our due diligence is protecting the children. Great job, Donald Trump. There you go. Can you imagine if it was the other way around? If Obama let them all loose and said, go back to your parents, and then the parents raped them and abused them because they weren't even their parents, they were child traffickers and rapists and pedophiles, media wouldn't have said a word. Not a word. But if Trump did the same thing, the media would say, Donald Trump led to this child being raped. Let's take Mike in Reno. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Great information. I listen to your show every day, even though, you know, occasionally I criticize you. I think you're fantastic. This story that you're talking about, this potential slaughter and oppression of the whites in South Africa, first, where did you read that article?
I've seen it in hundreds of places. My friends live in South Africa because I was a big speaker there.
I spoke there four
times. This is absolutely happening. They're murdering farmers, and they're threatening to murder any farmer who won't get off his land.
Right.
And in some cases, they've carried it out.
Right. They did this in Rhodesia, which became Zimbabwe. If you remember the last call I made to you, I told you, be prepared to go to Russia. There is going to be nowhere else to go. If the demographic and the tendency continues in this country, I'm looking 10, 20 years ahead. And Russia is emerging as the most conservative country in the world, as bizarre as that sounds. And I voted for him because he wants to stay close to Putin, and we're going to move away from NATO. Russia is underpopulated. Learn the Cyrillic alphabet, and maybe I'll see you there in 50 years.
All right, maybe. I'll tell you what, Mike. What's funny is I'm a Russian Jew, right? I'm an American. I'm born in America, but my grandparents were from Russia. So, I mean, that talk about full circle. I want to say this out loud. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. Don't make me go back, please. I don't like Russia. I don't like the Russians. No, don't send me back. I like America. I don't want America to change. I hope you're wrong, Mike, about the demographics, because I think Trump has changed things, and I think we're headed in the right direction for the moment. We'll see long term. We'll see about 2020 and 2024. Wayne Allyn
Root, War Now. Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War now.
You don't have- USA Radio News.
What the president focused on was a judicial philosophy. What he focused on was a body of work by Judge Kavanaugh. Look, make no mistake about it. Judge Kavanaugh is a conservative jurist. He's a principal conservative in the tradition of Justice Scalia. When you look at cases that he's ruled on.
Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. President Trump arrived in Brussels today ahead of his meetings tomorrow and Thursday with NATO leaders. Before leaving Washington, D.C., the president struck a rather optimistic tone regarding getting a deal worked out.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Dow Jones was up 143 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know I talk politics, serious politics, and all kinds of interesting topics here, but sometimes you got to talk a little bit about yourself. And I was pre-diabetic. I was insulin resistant. Thought I was in great shape, but I went to Synagenix, the most incredible anti-aging company in the world. They call it healthy aging. I call it anti-aging clinics. And they take care of 37,000 people around the country, most of them doctors, majority of them doctors and their families. They're an incredible organization. They've got 21 clinics around the United States. Thought I was in great shape, work out every day, eat healthy, eat non-gluten, pop vitamin pills, and then I find out I'm insulin diabetic, pre-diabetic, insulin resistant, pre-diabetic, cholesterol too high, triglycerides sky high, testosterone low, and HGH low. And I go in and they give me the perfect program, and they follow up with me on the phone all the time. If I wanted to, they follow up with me in person. I'm just too busy. So they found me the best doctor in the country from Alaska in the anti-aging world, and he is taking control of my case, and he calls me and texts me and emails me all the time. And it's just incredible. In 1 month, we did a new blood test, and I'm really no longer pre-diabetic. I'm absolutely not insulin resistant. My cholesterol dropped dramatically. My triglycerides cut in half. My testosterone up dramatically, like triple HGH up dramatically, human growth hormone. Everything is working beautifully now. And so, you know, what minor problems I had, and they said from the beginning, these are not major problems. These are minor because they can be turned around in 3 months, all turned around in 1 month because of their diet, because of their hormone therapy, because of their exercise routine, and because of their vitamins. So really, thank you, Synagenix. Fantastic stuff. How do you reach Synagenix? Everybody can call and get a free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. Everybody wants to be younger. Younger, YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Synagenix.com, Synagenix.com. Thank you for taking good care of me. And you can all see the proof, by the way, because you can just simply watch me on Newsmax TV coming up in about a half hour. You'll see the remarkable difference. I feel like I'm 10 years younger, and I think I look, people are telling me 10 years younger. So thank you. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. Expertise is the entertainment industry. He's from California in the entertainment industry. He knows a thing or two about how important it is to look younger. His website is jameshurston.com. James, how are you?
Fantastic, Wayne. How are you? I'm smiling from ear to ear.
You mean because of the Supreme Court nominee? Is that why you're smiling?
I am. I'm smiling about the Supreme Court nominee, and I'm smiling at the reaction to Brett Kavanaugh being nominated.
You know, I forget that you're a lawyer and a law professor. So you're, you know, I have Dershowitz coming on in the next hour, Alan Dershowitz. So I was going to ask him about the Supreme Court nominee, but obviously you have an opinion on this guy, too. So tell me why you're smiling ear to ear. I don't know enough. I'm not a legal expert to know if he's a great pick. I know everybody on that list was good. There were no one bad. It was recommended by, you know, great groups like the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation. So, I mean, we all know everybody's good. But why do you like, in specific, Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, I love the pick because basically he's an originalist. He's a textualist. He's someone that will not be a legislator on the bench. He doesn't create law. When something's ambiguous, he will interpret it. And what I love about this pick also are this guy's qualifications. More than a decade on the federal appellate bench, a guy who served a two-term president. He is perhaps the most qualified nominee in generations, more qualified than people that are currently on the Supreme Court. And the opposition research has yielded very little, and you can tell by the fact that the Democrats are speaking in generalities, sounding exactly like they did about Robert Bork in the past. It's the same old stuff. It's going to be the end of the world. It's civil rights, it's women's rights, it's minorities, et cetera. I saw one thing circulate today, Wayne, I thought was quite interesting. One outlet published, and it's on the Internet, that Brett Kavanaugh, anonymous sources indicate that he was at a private gathering and he referred to Hillary Clinton as the B word. You know, and what that describes most of the population of Washington, D.C. I mean, that's so many people. And plus, it's anonymous sources. But so the feeling I had is that all they have? And also, as time passes, Wayne, it's looking more and more likely. You're an odds maker. The odds are already that Brett Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed. Let me tell you why. It's because of the statements that the Republicans have made. Rand Paul, who had voiced opposition to Brett Kavanaugh, said he wasn't going to vote for him, is now saying he has an open mind. And Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski have done much the same thing.
I got to assume.
John McCain has come out and said that he would vote, and he can. And if the Republicans are united, it really won't matter what the Democrats say or do. And then there are 10 Democrat senators running in states that Trump soundly won, who the political pressure is on. I suspect at least 3, maybe 4 of those Democrats are likely to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. So when I put all that together, I think it's smiling time.
Well, I guess my question is, first of all, I don't know if I'm so happy. You're smiling. I don't know if I'm happy. If a John McCain likes him and a Lisa Murkowski likes him and Susan Collins likes him, maybe I don't like him. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, there's a difference between having an open mind and liking him. It's similar to Neil Gorsuch. All of these people voted for Neil Gorsuch. And the reason is because Neil Gorsuch was so utterly qualified, had this resume that was so compelling. Well, Brett Kavanaugh arguably has a better set of qualifications. His pedigree is perfect. He graduated from Yale. He has been, as I said, on the bench. He's written 300 opinions. And so they're pouring right now. There's staffers for the Democrats pouring through every word of those opinions. And they're trying desperately. I mean, one of the things they're coming up with is he wrote a law review article 10 years ago where he said that the president has very important tasks, and therefore the judiciary has to take that into account when the president is being sued or investigated. So what the Democratic leadership is trying to say, well, Trump chose him because Trump's under investigation, and this is going to be litigated, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. It was a self-serving pick, as if Brett Kavanaugh, by the way, and they're also slamming Brett Kavanaugh, saying, well, he made himself attractive to Trump. I mean, it's ludicrous. Brett Kavanaugh went in a time machine, traveled back in time, wrote a law review article.
Let me make a point. He wrote it while Obama was president, so he didn't know Trump was going to run. So therefore, he was saying no president, right? No president should be prosecuted while in office. Wait till they're out of office. Now, the punishment is impeachment while they're in office. And then the minute they're out of office, the punishment is then you can prosecute them, which makes complete sense to me. So I think it's a brilliant idea.
It makes sense to you. It makes sense to the Department of Justice. It's their official policy. And it makes sense to the Founding Fathers. Because it's in the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution stands for the notion of separation of powers. The only branch of government that's represented by a single person is the executive branch. And the executive branch executes the laws that are made by Congress. If that president is hampered by political investigations and lawsuits, then that's a serious separation of powers issue. And the reason Brett Kavanaugh wrote about that is because he served with a president closely and watched what a president does on a day-to-day basis. He's talked about it often. But I think he's a great pick. I think everyone basically on that 25-person list were very strong. But the final 4 were just exemplary. And so I suspect those names that are on the final 4, we're going to see those people again, particularly Amy Coney Barrett.
Amy Coney Barrett. Yeah, that was my choice, by the way.
I love her, but she I believe, is the next in line when Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires, which, by the way, as far as the Democrats are concerned, it will be weakened at Bernie's. She will never retire. They'll prop her up there. And someday when she leaves, you know, we'll get a medical report that says she died of natural causes several years ago.
So here's what I've been worried about. And don't get me wrong. Don't think in any way I'm saying anything bad about Brett Kavanaugh, because I'm all for him. I'm 100% for him. I'd give everything I got to help him get nominated. I like the guy. I loved his speech yesterday. I mean, he's just a class act and a great father and a great husband and a great Catholic, you know, very religious man, very strong in his faith. I love Brett Kavanaugh, but the one thing I heard he's very strong on illegal immigration. That's great. But I heard he was not good on Obamacare. When we get back, you hear the music. So just wait through the break. When we get back, I want to get your reaction to Kavanaugh on Obamacare. Several people have told me that he was kind of part of the thinking of Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court in backing Obamacare. And that this guy, Kavanaugh, helped him in his thinking to make it based on a tax, to make it legal. And I just want to know, get what you think of that. But wait till we get back to give the response. We're talking to the great James Hersin, our New York Times bestselling author, lawyer, law professor, et cetera, expertise in the legal industry and the entertainment industry. We'll be right back with him. His website is jameshersin.com. Mine is rootforamerica.com. The show is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and I'm your conservative warrior. Right back at you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR now. So we're talking to James Herson. I always think of him as my entertainment Hollywood expert, but in reality, he is a lawyer, a law professor, and a legal expert. And we're talking a little bit about Brett Kavanaugh, the new Supreme Court nominee. So welcome back to the show, James Herson.
Oh, great. And you were asking about something that circulated about a specific case of whether Brett Kavanaugh was pro-Obamacare because of a case that he was involved in. And I have to tell you, that story was circulated, I believe, by people who wanted someone else to get the nomination. The reason I say that is it's distortion, because what it was in 2011, there were two judges on the D.C. Circuit that upheld that Obamacare individual mandate, that one that's thankfully gone, and they upheld it under the Commerce Clause. Kavanaugh dissented from the decision, and he dissented on jurisdictional technical grounds. So he didn't get to the constitutionality, but he said it should be challenged. He said that the individual mandate was unprecedented in American history. He said it would usher significant expansion of congressional authority. He was against the mandate. And, you know, some people said he was really savvy to avoid dealing with the constitutionality because he knew that he was positioned to someday be nominated to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true, but I think that's been one of those stories that's a bit distorted, just like the story they claim, oh, Kavanaugh's in thick with the Bushes. He's an establishment guy because he grew up in D.C. He served in the Bush administration. Well, if you're going to be a judge, you got to be appointed by a Republican president. If you're a conservative, and there haven't been that, you know, and Trump wants to nominate someone who's young, so it's going to have to be Bush, because he's the only recent Republican that could have nominated someone or have someone who wanted to work in a White House. The thing to look at is 12 years, 300 opinions, a guy that fought for the same principles that my hero, Antonin Scalia, fought for. I think he's exemplary. I think we're going to be real happy with him.
All right, you've convinced me. And I, by the way, I was for him when the show opened. I said it was a great pick. And I think my choice, Amy Conan Barrett, I've heard that she's next in line. And the minute Ruth Bader Ginsburg goes and retires or dies or whatever's going to happen to an 85-year-old, right? God forbid, I hope she just retires. But if something happens to her, I hear that they're ready to put Amy right in there. So she's next in line. If that is the case, then I'm thrilled with both picks. Then I think the order is perfect. Because as much as I loved her and I thought she was perfect to shut up the liberals because they're not going to be able to attack a woman the way they would attack a man, I also thought that she's a little bit on the young side and a little bit on the inexperienced side, and she needs to have a few more rulings for the bench, and that could give her a year or two. So if she is next in line, then I have my cake and eat it too. I've got, you know, the choice I liked coming up next, and in the meantime, Kavanaugh's a real solid choice right now.
Like I said, I love Amy Barrett, and I would have been happy with her, but I think from a strategic standpoint, Trump made the better pick for now, and I agree with you. I think Amy Barrett is coming. She's the next one. And when you think of it, Ruth Bader Ginsburg being a woman, it's perfect to use Amy Barrett at that time to replace a woman, to take that argument away. And Amy Barrett's already handled a confirmation process that was very hostile to her over her faith, and she knows how to handle it this time.
All right, quickly, we're running out of time, but Roseanne Barr, let's talk about that real quick. She backs out of her tell-all interview. Why would that happen? She agreed to do it. I thought it would be good for her career. She would have gotten a lot of sympathy. I'm sure she would have played it right as an actress that she is. Why would she back out?
Well, she made the decision. You know, she said that she thinks TV interviews are too stressful and untrustworthy. And depending on who's doing the interviewing, I got to say, Roseanne Barr would have to be very careful. The only person she's interviewed with lately is Rabbi Shmuley, her clergy person, who's friendly to her.
Right.
But what she's been hinting is that she's got some opportunities that have come her way, and that they're television opportunities. And I cannot imagine a talent like Roseanne that there's not production companies and especially streaming companies that are not knocking at her door. So I suspect we're going to see Roseanne in some form. It may not be exactly the same as it was on ABC, but she's too talented to keep bottled up.
All right, James Hurston, our Hollywood expert, our legal expert. He is very versatile. He went straight from Brett Kavanaugh to Roseanne Barr. That's an interesting combination, right? Good job, James.
Perfect.
And his website is jameshurston.com, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. We're with him every week at this time on Tuesday. James, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Ward.
We'll see you next week. James Hurston, Wayne Allyn Root, Ward Allyn. We get back at Newsmax TV. Matter of fact, if you head over to Newsmax TV now, it's going to be Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly is opening up for Wayne Root. What a combination that is. Bill O'Reilly batting third, Wayne Root cleanup on Newsmax TV. Bill O'Reilly starts in about 30 seconds, and it'll be on until about 6 minutes after the hour, and then my show starts. Wayne Allyn Root Show, Newsmax TV, up next.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.